This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The United States recorded more than 1,000 COVID-19-related deaths on Tuesday, the first time since early June the country has reached that single-day milestone. It came the same day President Donald Trump held a formal coronavirus briefing from the White House. The president acknowledged cases were spiking and said it will get worse before it gets better. Data released by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the actual number of COVID-19 infections in some parts of the United States is anywhere between 2 to 13 times higher than what has been officially reported. The CDC based its conclusions on blood samples collected from people who were given routine clinical tests across 10 geographic regions, including New York City and South Florida. In Brazil, health authorities on Tuesday approved human testing of a potential COVID-19 vaccine developed jointly by U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and German-based BioNTech. The South American nation is second to the United States in both the total number of confirmed infections and deaths. Approval of the experimental vaccine came on the same day researchers began a 3-month late-stage human testing of another new vaccine developed by Chinese-based pharmaceutical company Sinovac. Hundreds of doctors and other healthcare workers across 6 Brazilian states will get the shot. If the vaccine proves to be safe and effective, Brazil would receive as many as 120 million doses at the start of next year. You can follow more on the coronavirus pandemic on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck the Alaskan Peninsula early Wednesday, and a tsunami warning has been issued for southern and coastal Alaska and the Aleutian Islands. The U.S. National Weather Service has said there is no tsunami threat to the West Coast and Canada. There are no immediate reports of any casualties. The United States has told the Chinese consulate in the southwestern city of Houston to shut down in 3 days. A State Department spokeswoman citing a need to protect American intellectual property and information amid a sharp deterioration in relations between the two countries. Beijing condemned the order and threatened retaliation. Reuters cites a source saying China is considering closing the U.S. consulate in the city of Wuhan. Ties between the United States and China have become increasingly tense since the outbreak of the novel coronavirus in Wuhan at the beginning of the year. The U.S. Department of State confirmed the impending closure of the Houston consulate after China's foreign ministry reported it had been told to shut the mission. U.S. stock index futures fell on Wednesday as investors shunned risky assets after the ordered shutdown of the Chinese consulate in Houston. The news comes after 3 straight sessions of gains for the S&P 500, driven by optimism about an eventual coronavirus vaccine, further fiscal support for the pandemic-hit economy, and a batch of positive second-quarter reports. As European Union leaders celebrate their historic coronavirus recovery package agreement, some regions and countries are bracing for a possible resurgence of infection. Belgium, Sweden, Luxembourg, and Portugal count among others reporting an increase in cases. Parts of Barcelona, Spain have gone under lockdown. And in another hard-hit country, Italy, the Lazio region that includes Rome warned also of possible local lockdowns if more clusters of the infection are found. 2 Chinese nationals working with Chinese security services have been charged with hacking hundreds of entities around the world, including U.S. biotech companies developing COVID-19 vaccines. The suspects were charged in an 11-count indictment unsealed in the Eastern District of Washington State. This marks the first time U.S. prosecutors have indicted Chinese hackers for what they termed the blended threat of working for the Chinese state while also targeting victims for personal gain. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.